It's TalkBack, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, TalkBack is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
All right, and we're back. Sandra McQuain, Nathan Martin, and in the studio with us, Matt Ritchie. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sandra.
Sorry, that was my own personal soundtrack.
Good morning, Nathan.
How are
so
you,
good.
Matt?
I wasn't expecting you to be here. I always listen to the show on the way in, and glad to have you here. We have Kai over here as well, intern Kai. Good to see you as well. Great to be here. I know it's a little different on a Thursday morning rather than my normal every other Tuesday, but my son had a state tennis tournament. Menard was actually had 13 players in the state tournament, had made state, and ended up as a team third in the state this year at in the tournament as well.
Congrats.
We had several of our players and teams get to the quarterfinals, and so beautiful weather up in Monroe. Great competition. Schools from New Orleans, Baton Rouge, all over the Lake Charles, all over the state, Shreveport. Very, very strong competition. So beautiful day. Glad to be home. Seems like the last 3 weeks we went to Ireland on a Easter trip, and then we had back to back conferences and tennis tournaments, and so now it's back to work. Roll our sleeves up and try to sell some real estate and fill some empty buildings and keep doing what we do,
and hope that the Fed would change their mind on the interest rate.
Well, that would be nice. I was actually one of the things I was in New Orleans last week at the New Orleans just happened to be the host city for the National Real Estate Commissioners Conference, which is not part, that's not our trade organization. That's actually the Association of Regulators and Lawmakers for Real Estate, and I sit on the Real Estate Commission. So it's a smaller conference. There's only 250, 300 regulators from across the country that show up, and it just happened to be in New Orleans, which was happy. I didn't have to fly anywhere. I could just drive down, easy in and out. But one of our economists, there's a lot of changes going on, obviously, not only in the real estate market, but obviously with interest rates. I mean, obviously, interest rates are driving a slowdown in the residential side of things tremendously. It's all over the country. You still have some markets, because it was interesting. I was talking with some, the Carolinas are two super hot markets. Arizona's still is really strong. There's a few markets that still are experiencing multiple offers, which we're not. Wow. We haven't seen that. We had never seen it up until post-COVID. We had never seen that in this market. And then, as interest rates started, we literally were 2.5 times higher than they were 2.5 years ago. We certainly don't see that here locally anymore, even in the state of Louisiana. But there are some markets out there that are still experiencing those areas that still have those hyper job, just great job production, great job growth. And so they're still seeing those offers because they're still really the inventory issue, the supply. We're still down, I want to say, nationwide, a million and a half homes as far as supply goes that would meet normal demand. Mm. And so some of those areas that where there's folks moving in every day are still experiencing that supply chain issue. We don't happen to have that here. I will tell you, though, we had about $22.5 million in volume between April 1st and April 15th of this month. So that's actually about double than we were last year. We'd really seen interest rates. I think people are starting to really realize that where we're at in interest rate environment is the norm, and things aren't going to just kind of slide back down automatically. And so I think folks are starting to make the decisions who have to move. There's still a lot of folks on the sidelines who may want to move, may want to do this, but they're just not, because they're in those 2.5-3% interest rates. Just doesn't make sense. But then you have folks, unfortunately, family separating, who need to get, buy new homes. You have people moving. And so you still have that whole percentage of transactions that take place just because they have to. They have to sell. They're moving and whatnot. So I think we'll still see that. Interesting enough, I still see commercial activity. Driving around this past week, I loved seeing Giles is now breaking ground. Mm-hmm. They're moving dirt. We knew that was coming. We knew that was announced. We knew they bought the land. But really, when you start seeing tractors and dirt work being done, that's when you know that's when the rubber meets the road. Yeah. That's when you know you actually start seeing some buildings coming up, and so that's exciting to see.
Well, same thing on the land that you sold to Amazon.
They didn't waste any time. And they had been telling us that for several months prior to closing, they kept saying, look, we're literally going to break ground the day after we close. Maybe even the day of. If we can have a 9 o'clock closing, we may be out there by after lunch.
Well, I want to commend you for your tight-lippedness on that, because I'm actually on the RAPC. I'm one of the commissioners there, and that facility came through for approval.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was asking questions, and not a single person said who it was other than a distribution facility.
Right.
And so if anybody has any questions about your ability to keep a secret, they can put those questions aside, because you know how to guard confidences and keep confidentiality.
Well, I appreciate that, Nathan. But I also tell you, in my career, I've learned that even telling a best friend,
right,
or telling telling somebody, a confidant of mine, mm-hmm, about something, it just seems like every time I do that, mm-hmm, the deal just never happens, or mm-hmm, something blows up. So I just don't talk about it. Until I know the deal's done, I just don't.
And I'm your friend, and you don't talk to me about it, but that's okay, because I know you got good stuff coming.
You never tell a politician anything. I mean, Matt's smart enough to know that.
Well, if he does, he needs to say, put your preacher hat on, I need your confidence.
That's worse. Right? I wouldn't tell a preacher anything either. So.
If you knew
if
the
you
secrets,
were a lawyer on top of it, you'd do like triple.
Well,
that's like three strikes.
I was thinking
strikes.
About becoming a used car salesman so I could increase my respectability here. So, okay. All right, let's beat up on Nathan a little
bit. So, question on Amazon. When I drove on I-49 the other day, it looked like the interchange there. Is the state doing some work to fortify that, or was that the Love's construction? I couldn't tell what I was seeing.
Yeah, no. So, it may be Love's did that parking lot across the street.
Yeah.
And. But Jason DeWitt, Representative DeWitt, informed me about a month ago, right after the announcement. He had actually told me about it before the announcement, but right around that, just reiterated that, between the Boyce exit just north of it, all the way down Highway 1, coming down in front of what's now the Lowe's distribution warehouse, in front of those two, the RV park and RV sales, and then all the way coming down, all the way in front of Amazon, all the way to Love's, that whole, from exit to exit on Highway 1, that whole stretch is being overlaid.
Mm.
And it's much needed, too, because, mm-hmm, that road is getting, especially with all the truck traffic.
We're getting
about
a ton of truck, and that's not going to get any lighter.
It's not going to get any, that road was not going to get any better. So that needed to happen. We're very thankful that they actually were able to allocate some money for some funds for that, because there's just a lot of, you have two Fortune 40 companies out there. And I'm just very, very optimistic that we're going to see someone else see that location is. And I know every municipality would like to have that in their back door. But I just think the fact that we have it in Rapides Parish is just a win.
Well, I'm happy for Boyce, because they got decimated by I-49 when it bypassed them. And so for them to actually get a little benefit from I-49, it's justice, it seems like.
Yeah, no, because thinking about all of the little communities that don't even have a shot at it. So, great, happy for Boyce. And I continue to talk with, I was talking with Dan Purvis with Louisiana Central recently this past week. And, I'm just reiterating the fact that, we need to have, as a broker and developer, I can only do so much. As a councilman with the city of Powell, you can only do so much. Sandra, you're consulting. You're out here doing things where we can only do so much. But you know, to have, we need to have a cheerleader, mm-hmm. not a cheerleader. I wish I could rewind. I wouldn't say cheerleader. We need to have a driver and somebody every day working to see that, you know, like, I might be biased. I may sound biased because I own the land and I want to sell the land. I want to sell more property or lease more property, mm-hmm. or build more buildings to lease out to tenants. But I mean, now that we have those two tenants out there, what an opportunity.
Right.
What an opportunity to bring, because, you know, I mean, what other, I don't care what company out there, well, I don't care if it's FedEx, UPS, if it's Coke, if it's Frito-Lay, if it's any of these larger distribution folks, when they see, they can't argue the fact that, well, Amazon thinks that's a good site, Lowe's thinks that's mm-hmm. a good site, and whether it's
and
Home
Loves
Depot,
thinks it's a good site. Or,
and Loves thinks it's a good site, just all the stars are starting to line up there. So, you know, if you would think that someone that needs a 5, 10, 20, 50, 100-acre track to do something distribution-wise, that would just be a natural place for it. And I would just, but, you know, look, I tried to get, you know, some help from our, economic LED on the Loves deal, I mean, on the Lowe's deal, whenever we were, had a little, construction overrun and gap because of some infrastructure issues, and didn't get any help. Mm. And I'm not blaming anyone, but other than the fact that it's a fact that I asked and didn't get. But I'm just going to say, now that we see that we've done this initial work, let's try to make some other things happen, because it's only going to be great for obviously Boyce, but Rapides Parish and all of Central Louisiana from a job perspective. So.
Excellent.
Well said. You want to take a break,
yeah,
and then we'll dive into your report?
Let's take a break, and we have a lot of notes to talk about.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's,
T, temperature, I, infection, M, mental decline, E, feeling extremely ill.
If you suspect sepsis, remember, it's about time.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Now let's get back to TalkBack on KSYO, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, and we're back, and our phones seem to be glitching, so we're trying to fix that. But Matt, why don't you go ahead and talk about your report? You said we had great sales the first two weeks.
We got a lot of sales to talk about. Yeah, I hope we have some callers call in.
What we'll do is watch that. If they call, we'll see it blink. It's not doing the normal thing where it automatically answers and puts them on hold.
Yeah.
So if we see it blinking, it means they're calling, but they're not answering, so we have to manually answer it. So I'll try to monitor that and give you an eye contact when it happens.
We'll get through it. Largest deal of the last first 2 weeks of the last 2 weeks, first April 1st through April 15th, the period we're reporting on, it was almost $1 million sale, $968,000 timber tract.
Oh, wow.
Just out off of the 28 West area. That was the largest sale we had in those first 2 weeks. We had several commercial sales of interest. Brown's Manufacturing Warehouse, if you're going out Highway 165 South, Masonic, that would be...
Lake Charles Highway is what we call it.
Lake Charles Highway, that's right. And
Masonic, yeah.
If you go past Horseshoe, you go for about a mile there, you have several warehouses. The last big warehouse on the left was Brown's Manufacturing for a long, long time. And so that the estate, Mr. Brown passed, and so his family closed the business and sold the real estate and actually sold it to Robbie Tarver, who actually happens to own several buildings in that general area. He actually owns
Tarver Lumber.
That's
across the street, right?
That's Randy Tarver.
Oh, that's Randy. That's right. Okay.
Randy Tarver. And different Tarver. This is Robbie Tarver, who has a company called ATM and M Investment Group. A couple of buildings of note that Robbie's bought here recently. He bought the old Rayford building and turned it into his office building right there on the traffic circle. You know, the airplane building. That's where everybody references that too. But also Robbie owns a Yankee Clipper. And Yankee Clipper is right across the street almost from this Brown Manufacturing building. This building's about a 30-plus thousand, if I remember right. Seemed like it was bigger than that, but I thought it was about 30,000 square feet manufacturing warehouse with a lay down yard and with a few acres and an office. So sold for about $500,000. So congratulations to the Brown family and congratulations to Robbie for making that acquisition. We have a caller.
We have a call. We're going to try to connect you. We hear it's an internet issue, so there is they are working on it. But let's see if we still have our caller. We may have lost them. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
All right. Well, if they're listening,
please call back,
and we'll try to get you answered.
We'll also monitor the KSYL Facebook page if you want to type your question in there.
Okay, good. So that property had been, they actually were trying to sell that building for close to 800 something thousand. They ended up selling at about $500,000. Another large sale that was a $500,000 sale was a nursery property out in the Forest Hill area. Mr. Bolick sells to Mr. Langston about a 40-acre tract. When you pull up from an aerial, it's a fully developed nursery. I've got a good one of my best friends is in the nursery business, and that's a good business right now. So that whole Forest Hill area is. Most folks here locally don't even realize how much export business we have out of Forest Hill. You know, that's a big business out there.
That's the kind of job you like because that brings outside money into our economy.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And so so congratulations. I think Mr. Langston has some nurseries out there already. So but that's another sale. Congratulations to both of them on that.
We do have a question that's coming on the Facebook page. Longtime listener says, can you ask Mr. Matt, what are they doing in front of Harbor Freight Office Depot parking lot? He said, Matt's a great info guy.
Look, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the question. I'm excited about the question because I'm excited about what's coming there, and that's Freddy's Steak Burgers and Frozen Custards.
You are excited about that.
I've been wanting to get those folks here. I first had one maybe 4 or 5 years ago on a road trip in Oklahoma, and one of those places kind of like, you know, when before Five Guys was here, mm-hmm. you know, you'd go to Five Guys in another city, and you couldn't wait to get a Five Guys. I hope that doesn't happen. I'm hoping that doesn't happen because
like Whataburger?
I didn't quite eat as many Five Guys burgers once they got here. But I am excited about having Freddy's because I think it's a great. It's my favorite fast food burger out of any fast food chain, and so I'm looking forward to it. So look, and I know there was some other chitter chat about there's a sign out there that says there's a car wash. So a lot of folks thought that, well, there may be that car wash is under construction. But the car wash actually bought a 0.4-acre lot next to Freddy's. So what happened was Dan Aarons actually went to the shopping center, power center owners, and said, hey, let me buy an acre lot from you out in the parking lot. And he went and bought that lot from them. Then he split it up, 1/16-acre lot, 1/4-acre lot. Sold car wash one part and sold Freddy's other side. So, I think it's going to be a great location. I think I have the same feeling that a lot of folks do. I hope the owners of the shopping center do something with that parking lot. At least put a couple inches of asphalt right. over it, because it would make going in and out of those businesses that much easier. Well, not much easier, but just more pleasant. And not maybe tear a tire up or two
right.
or rim. Look, when we managed that property, maybe probably 15 years ago, there was the owners then were out of California, and we managed it for a couple of years. And so at one point during that whole listing period, I wanted to go take my sign down because we would get calls almost weekly about, hey, I bit my rim on that parking lot, and I busted my tire, and they would want me to pay for it. And so it was, I hope they do something with that parking lot.
Is there liability to a property owner for something like that?
Being that it's private property, I don't know. But, you know, I think a good friend, an attorney friend of mine, he when I ask him law questions like that, Nathan, he always tells me, you can sue a ham sandwich.
Yeah. So, right.
Technically, though, I don't know if any of our lawyer friends are legal.
I mean, isn't that why you get general liability on your house in case, you know, somebody comes over for supper and they trip on your sidewalk and break their leg? So, I mean, if someone damages themselves on your property and they're there by invitation, I think a customer. I'm not a lawyer and I don't know.
No, so. I just didn't think the property manager should.
No, I agree with that. You pass it along, so to speak. But no, you shouldn't be asking you to pay for it.
So these will be So the car wash and Freddy's will be standalone in front of the power center.
They will.
And so, how does that impact the tenants there that now have lost that?
The visual.
I think. I don't think it's going to. I personally don't think the visual is going to be that great of an impact. I think what it's going to do, I think the draw is, and that's why you have out parcels, is because it's going to bring more traffic in.
That would be one of my assumptions as well. I just didn't know, though, if you kind of wanted that frontage view.
Yeah, no. I mean, good question and good point, because that is, I mean, if it's blocking, if I'm a tenant and if I'm and everybody that stopped at that intersection can't see me anymore, I might have some heartburn, but is the increased traffic going to? Look, I'll give you a prime example. What Canes did to the Pine Shopping Center traffic
is
why you want something like that, because now you took a center that there was nothing wrong with the Pine Shopping Center before, nothing. Great Super One, great operator, one of their highest performing stores in the state of the Super One of the Brookshires. Now Kmart was closed, that decreased traffic a little bit, but you put Canes in a parking lot, it just re-energize that whole center, and I think it will, and I think you'll see that to come here in the next 18 or so.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Matt Ritchie.
Good deal.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Economic growth slowed down in the first 3 months of the year. The first of three estimates of gross domestic product shows a rise of just 1.6%, well below the 2.5% estimate from economists in a Bloomberg survey. A part of the weakness comes from a surge in demand for imports that is driving the trade gap. A measure of core inflation does present a worry, rising at a 3.7% annual rate, up from 2%. That has stock futures tumbling ahead of the open bell. Selling off its Tesla EVs has cut into the bottom line at Hertz. The rental car company reports a loss that was nearly three times worse than analysts expected as it accelerated sales of electric vehicles that have weighed on profits for the past year. Hertz lost almost $400 million, including a nearly $200 million charge for the depreciation of an additional 10,000 EVs that Hertz is now trying to sell. Steve Potisk, Bloomberg Radio.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
Entergy Louisiana is strengthening our power grid from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge, Metairie to Monroe. Our blueprint covers the state, nearly 10,000 projects, over 11,000 miles of transmission line. We're reinforcing infrastructure to prepare for stronger storms, reduce outages, and respond quicker when you do need us. We're making stronger connections in every community because together, we power life.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text balance to 511-511. Text balance to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Well, good morning. Some fog and some spots to start out the morning, but I'll tell you, we got a nice Thursday for you. Sunny skies, 84 for the afternoon high. We'll see a southerly breeze at about 5 to 10. A few clouds in the forecast overnight tonight, 66 for the overnight low. Our Friday, a mostly cloudy day, 85 for the afternoon high. Going to be a very windy day as well. Back to sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. And that's your forecast from the Senlaw Broadcasting Weather Center. I'm Dave Gratiot. Currently 67 degrees in Senlaw. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
Welcome back, and we're here in the studio with Matt Ritchie. So, Matt, give us more of your report.
Yeah, we got more commercial sales to report. We had a, there was activity out on 28 West. We talked about a timber tract, almost $1 million selling, in the last 2 weeks. Also had a climate-controlled storage, not climate-controlled, just Gardner Self-Storage LLC purchased a property at 9908 Highway 28 West for about $230,000, sitting on about an acre and a half. So that's a group called Semini Land and Cattle Company sold to Gardner Self-Storage. So congratulations to both of them on that sale. Still self-storage, for a while there. And actually, and I still see... You know, that's an industry that has continued to grow. Wall Street basically got into that business years and years ago. And so if you got a big enough property, if you got a big enough, unit mix and that kind of thing, there's these real estate investment trusts that'll come in and just, and give you big money for them. And we've seen some of those sales here locally. But so that's a self-storage property sale in the last couple of weeks. Another building of interest, Kilpatrick Life Insurance. That's a building that was on right there on, is it 5th, is it 7th Street?
I know where it's at.
It's right across from the courthouse. Right across, it's right across from
word of mouth. Yeah.
And so that's a reference point for those listening, right across from Word of Mouth, which is John Gunner's little restaurant right downtown, right across from the courthouse. And great little restaurant. If you hadn't been, you know, every now and then you guys go down there and see John, say hello, let him know you're alive, and get a good lunch, because John's got, he's got a good lunch every day. And that's all he does is lunch. He doesn't do breakfast. He doesn't do dinner. He just does lunch. So, but right across the street from Word of Mouth is Kilpatrick Life Insurance. Two-story building. It's about 8,000 square feet. Had an extra lot between the building and, let's just say, where CLTT, I mean, see the Community Technical College is. So they got that lot there, and then it's, which is right across the street from Tommy Antoon's office and Brandon Monzo Buller's office, right there in that little on that little block. Sold for $300,000 to a local LLC. The Kilpatrick Life Insurance Company had been there for a long time. Matter of fact, I went and toured that building. It didn't have an elevator, which, you know, you're not required to have one in an 8,000 square foot building. But in today's terms, you know, and a lot of folks like those. Interested to see a company called Steth LLC. Just gives me a post box. Not sure who that is. Interested to see what they plan on doing with that, because it was a solid building. So congratulations on the purchase. I think it was a good price. You know, 8,000 square feet office building for about $300,000. So that's a good deal. Another sale of interest, commercial land sale, was GKW Investments, which is Greg Wright, sells some land, which is about, it was between 7 plus or minus acres out on Highway 28 East, right next to the Pineville Fire Station, right across from the Gary Barr Chevron there, just kind of point of reference, which is kind of in that little, you know, you got the Montgomery Animal Clinic. Todd has his Fox Creek apartments there, brand new, right next door. And then right across the street, there was about a $650,000 land sale. A group out of Mississippi called Hughes Spelling Holding Company. I know I'd heard Rich mention that on his report, on his Palmer report, maybe last week or so. I know y'all had approved that, and I knew that, I knew something would happen when that, you know, Greg bought this property maybe 4 or 5 years ago, cleared it, cleaned it. There were some old houses on it. I knew it'd be something good there, because, you know, it was a, you know, you just don't find too many, you know, 7 acre tracks vacant, right, like that on that close to town. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be about a 50 unit senior apartment property. To my knowledge, I think it's about, I saw the construction contract. I think the construction contract was a little over $9 million. And so that'll be a good asset for that area. I mean, you know, as the baby boomers are getting older, and the silver tsunamis are happening, and the, you know, that the, you know, demographic trend that you know, you'll start to probably see more senior housing. You know, we took the old hotel at the Villas at Halsey, and the old former Red River Hotel, we converted, and we named it Villas at Halsey. That's a 55 plus property. It's not government subsidized like this project is, but it's a market rate. It's a market rate deal. But this thing will, this project out in Pineville 28 East will definitely serve a purpose for 50 folks out there that are seniors. For and we got a call. Let's take it.
We're gonna try it. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when the wetland at Ansley and Versailles is going to be developed?
Which property off Versailles?
There's approximately 7 or 8 acres where Ansley Boulevard intersects Versailles, which is about 3 feet deep in water right now. It has a big soul sign. I'm wondering when it's going to be developed.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got it. No, that's a good question. So, Mr. Williams, a local pharmacist who used to own the Pillbox, actually ended up buying all the Lake District excess property. So the Lake District, you know, they started that. That project was started 25 plus, maybe 30 years ago on paper, and then started being built out in the early 2000s. And so the family, original family who developed that, they ended up, you know, they sold everything. They just kind of decided, you know what, there was about 20 acres total of about 7 or 8 different parcels left remaining, and that's all they had left in the Lake District development. And so they sold it to one person, Mr. Williams, and he and so it did all sell, but that doesn't mean it sold for a purpose, a specific purpose. He just bought it on speculation and plans on you know, obviously trying to find new buyers and new users. I don't think he's developing it himself, to my understanding. I may be wrong. If anybody's listening out there and they can correct that, please do. But to my understanding is, he just bought it on speculation, bought all the remaining property, and is now, as a new owner, going to try to just kind of pump some new life in it. So nothing specific that I'm aware of.
Well, it looks like there's going to have to be a lot of dirt put in that area.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, there's areas out there that are probably lower than others, and we'll need some site work, and you know, that's a lot. You know, it's a great point you bring up, because a lot of times when you might have, you know, property that may look valuable, but because it has components to it, like, you know, it might be low, you got to factor in the site work into the value of the property. Because if a property, if it cost let's just say another $100,000 to develop a property, well, you got to factor that into the value of it. So very good question. I appreciate you calling in and asking that.
Yep. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a break. More talk back right after this.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255.
So there's
staff
LLC.
442-TALK. BOM Bank. Now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodward.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/build to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/build and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Your teeth are in need of a little dental work, but you're putting it off. Why? Could it be you can't stand the thought of wearing old-timey adhesive-filled dentures? Is it the high cost of dental implants? Or is it just the concept of having a dentist poking around inside your mouth? Whatever your reason, Today's Dental in Pineville has it covered. And with hundreds of smiling, satisfied patients, they've made getting implants amazingly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. And with calming in-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled certified nurse anesthetist, your anxiety will all but slip away. Plus, their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. So why wait? If you're looking to replace your old-timey denture with permanent implants, give Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville a call at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. 448-4540.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Over 60 and retired? Making ends meet, especially at the supermarket, is tough. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free website that helps you pay for food, medicine, even utilities. Visit BenefitsCheckup.org.
Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYL, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, and we're back. Matt, tell us what else is going on.
All right, well, good deal. We've got several things else to talk about. We talked about that senior apartment deal out on Pineville. Look, I was going to tell you, moving on.
Well, I'm going to say they reserved the front acre or so for commercial development. So when you saw that as two parcels, that's why.
Well, that's why that made that. You know what? Yeah. I learned something, Nathan. Thank you for
Well, they realized they didn't need the whole thing for the residential, so they said, well, let's carve out an acre, acre and a half, whatever it was at the front. And they originally requested it C3, and the council said, no, we're going to leave it C1. We'll consider a C3 if you bring a specific reason for it.
Right.
But
because I think doesn't C3 authorize like car lots?
C2 does car lots and body salvage, body work, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so the council's perspective typically is we want to keep you on the most restrictive unless you show a reason for something else. And they agreed to that. So that's just for speculation down the future if somebody has something that they want to put in front of a 50 unit.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you told me that because when I was curious about why it was broken into two different sales, 100,000, 1,550. But also I knew how big the lot was, mm-hmm. and I knew that it didn't need that much land to do a 50-unit deal.
Right.
So thank you for appreciate that. And we got a caller.
We're going to try this again. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all may have already answered this question. What's going into where the old Piccadilly was since they've got that all petitioned off over there?
Well, that's actually... I appreciate that. Yeah, no one's asked about that yet, but I was actually in my notes to talk about. If you drive by there today, you'll see... you see guys, they've got it all fenced off. They're dismantling all the HVAC mechanicals up top. And, they're probably trying to salvage, I would imagine, trying to salvage anything good on the building. But that building, once it's all salvaged, I mean, they're going to demo it. The shell be demoed. My understanding is, and this is,
rumor.
Well, they're half of it's half the lot's rumor, half of it's fact. All right, so half of it is going to go to a double drive to expand Chick-fil-A, right?
Chick-fil-A,
rumor part is and I don't really like to do rumors, but I've heard this several times, and I'm not working on it, so no, I can get one. None of my clients can get mad at me for talking about it.
No disclosure here.
So, but I'm hearing small sliders maybe going in on the other half of it. Smile Sliders is the little burger concept out of Baton Rouge. With the little orange containers. You don't go in. It's drive through only. You can walk up to a window, but you don't go inside of a building. They're great little burgers. And so the way I describe them is I hate to even say White Castle because there's nothing good about a White Castle burger. But the small slider burgers are that same size.
Mm-hmm. But they taste good.
It's fresh meat.
Right.
Not frozen. It's super soft, steamy buns and this sauce and seasoned fries and that good stuff.
You know, for a skinny guy, he sure knows a lot about burgers. Have you noticed that? Custard and
burgers. I hear you. Yeah. I hear you, yeah. eating that custard from Freddy's.
That's right. But no, I appreciate the call. But yeah, no, I that's what I hear is going to go in on the other half of the Piccadilly site.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
On Highway 28 East, about 100 yards before you get to the Paper Mill Road on the right-hand side, they've cleared all the trees in there. What's going in there?
I'm guilty. I've actually bought that corner. It's a three-acre corner. There's I don't have any plans for it other than the fact that the broker and I, the broker who was representing that family, they had it listed for like 5 years. It was this was an example of having something way overpriced when you go to the market, and then it's way overpriced. You never get any offers, and then they ended up selling it for a lot less than what they had it listed for. I was talking with the broker. had another deal going with him. And I said, hey, look, I just mentioned, I said, I've been watching that site for years. What's the deal with it? He said, look, just make them an offer. And they want to sell it. It's a bunch of heirs. They live out of town. So we ended up negotiating, getting quite buy it for what I wanted for, but I ended up buying it. I'm clearing it all off, and it's a great corner right there on the corner of Paper Mill Cutoff Road, Highway 28 West, right. I mean, 28 East, rather. And once all the trees are gone, I believe that, you know, that someone will actually be able to look at it and go, hey, that I could do something there. Because, you know, a lot of times you got to take a wooded lot and something that's not cleared, and you just drive by it and you just don't think about it. But once it's cleared, you know, then you start looking at possibilities and potential. And so that's what I saw whenever I saw that lot. And so we're clearing it, and we hope to have it cleaned and by the end of the week. And I'll have a sign out next week, and it'll be for lease. I'm going to try to lease it out to an operator trying to sell equipment or mobile homes or RVs or build a store there or whatnot. I always thought it would actually be a good why not stop.
Mm-hmm.
Location.
No, it's sure you catch, on a corner like
that. Because you catch the 107 traffic, but why not's a lot smarter than me, and so they picked a little spot a little bit closer into town. But I think something will go there. If you think of anything, or please give us a call or give me a call at 449-8919. Let me know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after this.
Thank you.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate, encourage, empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
LA221-3409. Offices in Alexandria and Marksville. Results may vary.
How much is your case worth? May take months or even years to determine. The attorney you hire can make a big difference too. I'm Brian Kubero, and one thing I do know is one little mistake can cost you, which is why nothing is more important than doing it right. Call me, Brian Kubero, at 253-0900 or visit doitright.com.
As in all human conflict, adults fight and children suffer. Today, 7.5 million children in Ukraine need to find water and shelter. They need safety and school. They need a place to sleep and comfort in the dark. Show them the world cares. Support UNICEF. On the ground in Ukraine, we won't stop until every child is safe. UNICEFUSA.org/Ukraine crisis.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is, 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and tools they need to succeed in life. To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today. Thank you for caring.
I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, and we're back. So, Matt, home stretch.
Yeah, so we have a few minutes left. We've talked about this for the last year and a half. D.R. Horton came in and built a subdivision called Old Town off of Bayou Rapids, right past Country Day School. and they just continue to sell. We had a little lull the last couple of months, the first part of the year, where they weren't selling every 2 weeks. But in the last 2 weeks, or the first 2 weeks of April, they sold four brand new construction homes, ranging between 249 to upwards to 277,000. So they continue to sell those. And I do know that that particular that D.R. Horton has a couple different developers in town looking to do. I know they're looking at two additional developments right now that would add. And I think there was 130 lots in this development. I know that they're looking at two other projects right now that would be combined a total of another 350 to 400 lots. And so they're filling a need that a lot of local builders aren't doing. And I think if you had local builders doing, you know, producing products at 240, brand new homes at $250,000, they would be selling them. But no one has picked up that market. No one's met that demand. And so these folks are doing it. So and they continue to sell. Matter of fact, one of the developers told me that out of all the entire markets that they're in, which they're in every major market in Louisiana, that Alexandria has their highest absorption rate. So that means they're selling quicker than any other market. And so that's a positive for Alexandria, right? So that we're, you know, they can come in and do that and sell, make those sales. Had three large, you know, I'm saying this because you're not in an environment where new construction costs are really, really expensive. I mean, we're going to start seeing, I think I made this comment a couple of months ago, seven-figure, you know, million-dollar-plus homes are going to be commonplace, you know, over the next, new construction they are now, but when you start seeing resales and existing sales, you're going to start seeing those, and you'll start seeing, you know, probably a dozen or so a year, which, you know, all of last year, I think there was three. But, you know, we had three sales upwards of, you know, 575 out off of Rogue Gully Road. We had another one for 615,000 out in Dry Prong. We had another one, 640,000 at Idoff Bayou Rapids. And so you'll continue to see, I mean, you'll see the slowdown while interest rates are at 7.5%, 8% on those type of loans. But then you do have your custom folks who aren't borrowing money, who are just putting up cash, but those homes are costing, you know, $250 to $300 a square foot to build. We had some land sales I'll talk about. You know, that's one thing that I have that I did notice that kind of sparked my curiosity. Just in the first 2 weeks of April, we had multiple land sales. We have two custom builders. We got Tuck Bolton and J.D. Duran buying another, you know, lot in the Lake District, which they're six-figure lots. Building speculative houses most of the time, and this could be a custom build, but Marco has sold another lot out at Forest Edge, which is that subdivision out past Woodworth, back behind the Dorman School. Very nice subdivision back there that the Martins did. They had a lot sale in the last 2 weeks. You had another, it looks like Dr. Brewer. Dr. Brewer made the news. I know I haven't seen him since he left, but he sold a lot that he had over in the Lake District to another builder. We had a large land sale out off of Bethel Road, which was, I looked it up, is about 69-acre timberland tract, sold for about $450,000. McCartney Brothers out of Gina sold that. So, but we've had a lot of activity. I know we're wrapping up. We've had a lot of activity over the last 2 weeks. I suspect it's going to continue, even though we're in this high interest rate environment.
Are you still emailing out your report?
I'm starting to do it on a quarterly basis, okay, just because I hadn't been able to maintain it every 2 weeks.
Right.
So that first quarter report will be out soon.
Great. Thanks. Okay.
Well, Matt, thank you as always. And, yes, a lot of good news in that report today.
I look forward to seeing y'all in May.
See you in 2 weeks. All right. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria.
It's 9 o'clock. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored